Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL's top story this hour. If you or someone in your family is sick right now, you are in good company. Salt Lake County Health Department says they are seeing a big spike in cases of the stomach flu. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with details. Amy?
Maria, the technical name for this is norovirus.
It doesn't last long, usually like a day or two, but when you have it, for the period of time that you have it, it is very, very miserable. You get vomiting, diarrhea, stomach aches.
Lane McCullough with the Salt Lake County Health Department says they are seeing a lot more cases in a very short amount of time. This is one of those illnesses as well that does spread really quickly. McCullough also says you can't get rid of norovirus germs with hand sanitizer, so she recommends lots of hand washing. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Utah's job market remains strong in spite of a slight uptick in the unemployment rate. That's from Department of Workforce Services Deputy Director Nate McDonald, who says Utah's jobless rate ticked up in November to 2.8%.
If you look at where we were before the pandemic, and here we are now with things kind of moderating over the last several months, to be coming to the end of the year with a 2.8% unemployment, that's great.
The national rate is 3.7%. KSL's top national stories. Residents paid respect to the victims killed in Prague. ABC's Tom Rivers has more.
Mourners gathered in front of Charles University in the wake of the country's worst ever mass shooting, laying flowers and lighting candles.
A horrible situation what happened yesterday, so I felt that I had to come and feel with the victims of this attack.
The gunman was a 24-year-old student there, the motive at this stage unknown. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
More aid could soon be on the way to Gaza. The UN Security Council passed a resolution to boost aid today.
The hope is by the UN that it could really help ease the situation for Gazan civilians. And really the thinking, unfortunately, there is that it doesn't have much teeth, that perhaps this is going to be a drop in the ocean. The language is vague on both ends to end the hostilities and the delivery of aid. So certainly there is a lot of hope, but the situation in Gaza is growing more desperate. The World Food Programme now says that Gazans are at risk of famine within 6 months if the conflict doesn't come to an end.
That is ABC's Britt Clinett reporting from Tel Aviv. Other national stories we are following. The average mortgage rates continue to decrease across the country. ABC's Brian Clark has more.
For the second week in a row, the rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage was below 7%. High rates, along with limited inventory, have kept many home buyers on the sidelines, but things could be changing. The decrease in rates comes as new home construction has reached its highest point since May.
Prosecutors in the case against the man accused in the murder of four Idaho college students are asking for a six-week trial next summer. This comes after a judge recently denied repeated requests by his lawyers to dismiss the case. According to the spokesman, review, prosecutors argue the trial should be held during the summer to help accommodate the parking and congestion near the courthouse. Today is expected to be one of the busiest travel days of the year, with travelers lined up to get through security so they can enjoy a holiday with the family. Charles and Mary have advice for their fellow flyers.
Just take deep breaths and keep moving.
Be kind to one another.
Experts say you need to plan to be at the airport at least 2 hours before boarding time. Need a last-minute gift? Presidential campaigns are hoping to get their messages under your Christmas tree. Online stores for the 2024 candidates offer all kinds of branded holiday-themed merchandise featuring politicians, from ornaments and stockings to posters and mugs. You can even get campaign-specific wrapping paper. Over the course of the next few days, many of us will curl up with our favorite Christmas movies, but which tops the list here in Utah?
Christmas Vacation.
Mine's Elf.
It's one with the little Ryder BB gun. Christmas Story. Yeah, that's my good.
That one is Dad's favorite for sure.
None of those make the list of the top five recently released by HubScore. Their list at number 5, Die Hard at 4, The Nightmare Before Christmas, 3, Violent Night, 2, Xmas, and number 1, Home Alone.
I loved Home Alone.
Do you watch it every year?
I don't.
This year you haven't, but every year yes.
Do I always watch it every year? I just know I like it.
By the way, no one I spoke with mentioned any of the other top five listed by HubScore. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Time for First Look Traffic. Okay, Michelle Rowe, what is your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, well, it's a tie-up between It's a Wonderful Life and Christmas Vacation.
Definitely It's a Wonderful Life. Okay, what's happening on the roads?
Well, we have a little bit of a delay if you're headed northbound on Legacy. This is headed up toward Glover's Lane in Farmington. And then the unusual slowing for drivers. If you're headed way down south into Nephi, that's also a slow ride. Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL quarters for Christmas time, 12:05.
Reliability, steadiness, trusted voices.
I'll listen to KSL in the morning. And if I happen to be in my car and I'll notice it's close to top of the hour, then I'll go there to hear the news.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Advertising used to be simple. Your options were radio, TV, newspaper, and let's not forget the yellow pages. Now it seems like a tidal wave of options. Podcast, cable TV, streaming, OTT, CTV, audio networks, smart speakers. On top of that, you need digital marketing for your website along with SEM, SEO, display, video, YouTube, email, and all the social media platforms. Look, you're the expert in your business. Wouldn't it be nice to have an expert to market you? We are Bonneville Salt Lake, the local marketing and media company you know and trust. We reach customers across all digital and social platforms and have the reach of traditional advertising available as well. We find your customer anytime, any place, anywhere, on any device here in Utah or anywhere in the world. We work to optimize your results with our in-house local team of experts, providing you with qualified leads, not just impressions. Contact us at aimyourdigital.com for a free consultation, including a complete digital audit with no obligation or cost to you. We are Bonneville Salt Lake. Your success starts at aimyourdigital.com.
Did you know 96% of Americans lose an average of $111,000 in Social Security income? And it's because they claim their benefits at the wrong time. Don't lose $111,000 in Social Security income that's rightfully yours. Learn how you could wring every nickel out of your benefits on Retirement Solutions Radio this Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, right here on KSL, News Radio 102.7.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top local story, the stomach flu is on the rise here in Salt Lake, so make sure you wipe down those surfaces and stay as healthy as you can. KSL News Time, 12:07. President Biden is making thousands of people convicted for simple possession of marijuana eligible for pardons. This builds on a similar move that he made just before the 2022 midterm elections. Mr. Biden says he hopes that these actions will help make the promise of equal justice a reality. He says criminal records for marijuana use and possession have given people barriers for employment, housing, and educational opportunities. New questions are coming up about Rudy Giuliani's bankruptcy case days after he was ordered to pay two Georgia women close to $150 million for defaming the former New York Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
It's about organizing and protecting his assets. We know that he doesn't have quite that much money, and filing for the bankruptcy claim, for example, he says he's got $1 to $10 million, but he's got debts ranging from $100 to $500 million with anywhere from 1 to 49 creditors.
Okay, that is ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer. As an incentive to create more renewable energy in the state, Utah has a production tax credit system that helps pay for a project's state taxes. The credit is based on the amount of energy produced, so the more energy a project produces, the more credit it will receive that can be used towards its tax liability. Chris Riesinger with Utah Office for Energy Development says this tax credit helps bring a lot of renewable energy projects to the state.
The production tax credit is one of our more successful programs when it comes to applicants for alternative energy generation.
The credit applies to renewable energy projects like solar farms and wind farms. It provides a tax credit for energy produced over the first 4 years of a project's operation. NORAD has officially launched its Santa tracker. It will keep a close eye on Santa and his sleigh, ready to see if he's using any new technology. Now you can keep track with them at norad.santa.org. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And here's Michelle Rowe.
Yes, Maria, we still have some slowdowns. This is ongoing construction in the Legacy Parkway. You're going to see this northbound just past 400 North in the Centerville area at almost to Glover's Lane. You're just going to be reduced to one lane. So if you're on I-15, other than that, we're seeing really good speeds until you get southbound going on into Nephi. And then we have some unusual slowing there as well. Get your photos with Santa at Jordan Landing Shopping Center this season, located in the Entertainment Plaza across from Cinemark. Check out jordanlanding.com for hours and additional details. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
We have a few showers starting to move into extreme southern Utah. Here in the north, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies. A little bit of a breeze, and that's helping to clear our air mass. Temperatures this afternoon getting up to about 50. It'll be cooler this weekend. We'll have some showers on Saturday, valley rain, mountain snow, high of 39, and even cooler on Sunday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
Mostly cloudy, 49 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's new news, porch piracy is on the rise. We'll talk to a police officer about what to do if your holiday packages are swiped off your porch. On KSL, streaming at home on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Deb, you may not believe this, but I actually do like to eat healthy food. I feel better when I eat healthy, and I do feel full.
I want you to start off 2024 the right way. Log on to fedupkitchen.com, and you can order clean, macro-based, low-calorie meals. Not only that, they have treats and green drinks.
And they're prepared fresh in their Salt Lake City kitchen.
Order today, and they'll be ready for pickup or delivery tomorrow.
It's healthy eating made easy with Fed Up Kitchen.
You can save time, you can save money, and get results with their delicious meals. And like we said, they are made fresh daily.
And because it's the holidays, we want to make sure there's a little gift for you. You can save 20% on your first order. All you have to do is use the promo code KSL at fedupkitchen.com.
That's right. Go to fedupkitchen.com, put in promo code KSL, and you're going to get 20% off your first order.
Take the guesswork out of healthy eating. Go to fedupkitchen.com and use the promo code KSL.
This joyful sound is the No More Chemo bell at Intermountain Health St. George Hospital, and it means that Sarah Parker beat cancer. It also means her doctor spotted it early enough to treat, and that her oncologist helped her fight it every step of the way. It means that her nurse helped her keep track of medicines, and that a case manager made the whole experience just a little bit easier. Every time we hear that bell, it reminds us that all things are possible when we work together. It reminds us of the power of we. Intermountain Health.
In 400 AD, a forgotten time in ancient America, warrior prophet Moroni must preserve the history of his fallen nation while being hunted by a ruthless tyrant.
Where is the brave general now?
From Freestyle Releasing and Great Scott Entertainment comes...
The memory of my God!
The Oath.
My faith and my freedom! My wife and my son! Perfect.
The Oath, now playing in theaters. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. More information is available at oathmovie.com.
I've worked hard to get where I am. I don't cut corners. I see opportunity and make the most of it. And I'm celebrating that success in style by heading to Jerry Seiner Cadillac to get the car I've been working for. They have new XT4, 5, and 6 models in stock and the area's largest selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. I've put in the work and I've earned the luxury that only comes with a Cadillac. If you have too, then it's time to visit Jerry Seiner and experience the Seiner difference.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Jeff Kaplan. I'm originally from New Jersey. It's a little different than Utah. Oh, okay, it's a lot different than Utah. You understand what I'm saying here? I first came here on a date. I had an employee who lived in Utah, and I said, that girl, I think I'm going to meet her, and it's tax deductible. I never left. I've never left. I've been here for going on 15 years now, and we've been married for 12. I've been around the block in the radio business. I've worked for a lot of major companies. There are none with the commitment to the community that I found at KSL. There are none with the camaraderie of the staff that I found at KSL. And there are none with the commitment of management and the company to the safety, the health, the welfare of their staff. And I just love this place.
Ride Home with Jeff Kaplan, weekdays 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 1215, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
the latest scam text claims to know you're not registered to vote, even if you are. And county clerks say do not click on the link to check. I'm KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
Second, Utah's job market remains strong in spite of a slight uptick in the unemployment rate. And third, traffic and weather together. Michelle?
Well, we have slowdowns northbound on Legacy Parkway as you're approaching Farmington. Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cleaner air just in time for the holiday weekend. I'm Brett Benson.
And mostly cloudy, 50 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national story.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer, an economic Christmas present.
The Federal Reserve's goal of 2% inflation got a bit closer with a better-than-expected Commerce Department report that showed consumer prices slid by a tenth of a percent last month and increased 2.6% from last November. The Fed watches those numbers closely while plotting interest rate adjustments. Other good news comes for would-be home buyers. The 30-year fixed mortgage rate is below 7% for the second week in a row, while new home construction is at its highest point since May. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The U.N. Security Council today adopting a resolution calling for immediately speeding up aid deliveries to civilians in Gaza, but the resolution did not include the Secretary General Antonio Guterres' call for an urgent suspension of hostilities.
We are favorable to any pause that can lead to improvement in humanitarian aid and to the exchange of prisoners. And we know that negotiations are taking place.
The U.S. and Russia abstained from the Security Council vote. A national day of mourning in the Czech Republic tomorrow. The nation shaken by the deadly mass shooting at a university in Prague Thursday. ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge is near the scene.
Czech police saying today that as they approached the rooftop, the shooter then shot himself dead. In his killing spree, he managed to shoot 14 people dead. There's been a vigil here in Prague for those people killed, more than 20 people injured. And it's emerged, it's thought that the killer killed his dad earlier in the day just outside of Prague.
Airlines predicting records will be broken and 39 million passengers will be traveling from now to January 2nd. And if you're driving
tomorrow, the 23rd, and the 28th, it's going to be really rough. The busiest times expected on the roads. The 30th is also going to be kind of tough. But if you're trying to get a jump on some of this holiday roadway traffic, AAA says that leaving around lunchtime and then also 7 p.m. are probably your best bet.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Well, imagine you find the perfect holiday gift online and you were notified the package has arrived, but when you go to open your door, the package is nowhere to be found. Well, this is a case of porch piracy. And joining me live is former Salt Lake City Police Chief Chris Burbank. Chris, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure.
So explain why this crime is rising in popularity. Is it because of us? We're just ordering more online? Or what do you think is happening?
That is exactly it. There is more and more coming online to the front porches across the state and throughout the city. And so it's just volume. And there's a lot of expensive things coming. And so it works well and is relatively easy for criminals.
It's one of those crimes of opportunity, right?
Absolutely. One of the things that I think is important to say, right, when we talk about these things, we are not talking about being paranoid and not ordering and not doing anything, because when we do that, then the criminals win, right? We just want to be aware and limit our risk and exposure.
So how do we do that? How do we avoid this happening to us?
Well, none of the shipping companies want to have their delivery stolen off the porch either. So let them know, right? You can designate as you order. Put it on the front porch, put it on the back porch, inside the screen, around the corner, right? Let them know. You can also purchase a box that has a lock on it that just sits out front. Put it in here and have them snap the lock. So you leave it unlocked until they deliver, then they snap the lock shut. Leave lights on if you're expecting packages. Kind of be aware, you know, don't leave packages sitting out for long periods of time. Let your neighbors know, hey, would you mind picking this up for me? In some cases, right, if you think you're going to be gone, send it to the neighbor's house. Talk to them beforehand and say, hey, do you mind if I send you a package and will you watch for it? These are some things that, again, limit risk. Don't make us hide away in the corner, but actually will keep us safe.
Right. So this is theft, though. So what do we do if we're actually a victim?
Well, if you're a victim, you want to contact the company that sent it to you. Usually they're pretty good about contacting the shipping company, whether it's FedEx or anything else, they have insurance to cover these things. They have avenues to send you out different, a new product and some of those things, because really nobody wants to have their Christmas spoiled by this. So that's your first call. I would, if you have information, right, certainly contact the police department, but you can file online. Right. And just let them know I'm the victim of a theft and I just want to make an online report. They don't need to send an officer out. They can just do it over the phone.
Chris, thank you so much for joining me. Have a Merry Christmas.
You do the same. Take care.
And live on the KSL Newsline, that is former Salt Lake City Police Chief Chris Burbank. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth. Let's get you up to date now on the drive, traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. What's happening, Michelle?
Well, it's still pretty quiet out there. The delays that I was just speaking of a few moments ago on Legacy and then further south going I-15 into Nephi, those are both due to construction and lane restrictions. Also, the other hot spot that I'm seeing is if you're going around the malls, you can also expect some delays there as well. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mild conditions to end the week. We'll hit 50 for an afternoon high on Friday. We're going to cool it down for the weekend. 39 and showers on Saturday, mainly in the morning hours. 37 for a high on Sunday. Partly cloudy. Christmas brings us upper 30s and partly cloudy skies. Then high pressure really starts to build in. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we see increasing haze. Temperatures, though, getting into the low and mid-40s by Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
And right now, mostly cloudy, 50 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Some mixed numbers on Wall Street right now, with the Dow down by 40 points. A complete update of your money news coming up next. KSL Quarters for Christmas Time, 12:22.
Would you drive 30 minutes for $2,000? You could save even more than that at Elite Carpal Tunnel. If you have numbness, tingling, or burning in your hands, don't let these symptoms hassle you for another day or night. I'm Dr. Travis Peterson, and I've got options for you. Healthcare is too expensive. On top of that, while we rightfully expect to know the price of anything we buy, we typically have to buy our healthcare without knowing the price until after the fact. Why do we put up with that? What if you could get expert care, save money, and be treated with uncommon personal attention? At Elite Carpal Tunnel, you can. Check out our Google reviews. As a bonus, all consultations are free through the end of this year to patients who reference #EliteKSL when scheduling. Call 801-997-5770, 801-997-5770, or go to EliteCarpalTunnel.com to schedule your free consultation now. Elite Carpal Tunnel. Worth the drive.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Held over due to popular demand today through Sunday. Save thousands on hot tubs and swim spas. It's a major manufacturer's liquidation of hundreds of in-stock spas. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Hot tubs discounted 40 to 80% to the lowest possible price, starting at $29.99. Free professional delivery. Take possession tomorrow, next week, next month, or next season. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Shop over a dozen models of swim spas from 11 feet to over 19 feet. Swim spas offer low impact exercise, active family fun, unsurpassed relaxation, and installation in one day. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Everything must go. Free parking, free admission. You can't afford to miss this. It's a major manufacturer's liquidation of hundreds of in-stock spas. Today, noon to 8. Saturday, 10 to 8. Sunday, 10 to 6. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Visit Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale.com.
ASL News Time 1225, watching Utah's money. Some of the fastest growing shopping platforms are Chinese-backed wholesale apps. They are estimated to ship 1 million packages a day in the U.S. That's twice the amount of packages from TV shopping networks, but not nearly as many as Amazon, which ships more than 20 million U.S. packages a day. Tesla is moving forward with the battery storage factory and facility in Shanghai. Construction is scheduled to start early next year, with production to come online by the end of the year. KSL Drives, America's automakers are embracing gas-electric hybrids over fully electric vehicles. So far in 2023, Americans have bought a record 1 million plus hybrids, plus up 76% from the same period last year. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow now down by more than 100 points, sitting at 37,300. S&P is down by 5, and the NASDAQ is down by 19 points. The Queen of Christmas stopped by the White House yesterday. Mariah Carey and her 12-year-old twins, Monroe and Moroccan, met President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris during their Oval Office visit.
Hello, Mariah. How are you? I'm a fan.
I'm a fan.
Mariah even hung herself a special ornament on the White House Christmas tree.
The air outside is frightful.
My sources tell me we're supposed to have some mountains, and I can't even see them.
And holiday travel, not so delightful.
We checked with the international airport. Just over a dozen flights have been delayed.
So if you have places to go, go slow, go slow, go slow. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, mornings and afternoons.
We have you covered on KSL News Radio.
Hello, car donation hotline.
Hi, I'd like to donate a car to the Utah Kidney Foundation. Are you in Utah?
Awesome. Let's get some info and we'll send you a tow truck.
But I want my car donation to benefit my neighbor in Farmington who needs a transplant. Are you in Utah?
That's a naw. I'm in SoCal, but you're still donating to charity.
What charity?
Does it matter?
Yes, I want my donation to stay in Utah.
Righteous dude. You need to call Tow Cars in Utah. Locals only, am I right?
Oh, yeah. I remember Tow Cars with a K, like kidney. It's on a billboard somewhere. TOWKARS.org. That's it. Towcars.org.
If you'd like your vehicle donation to help Utah kidney patients in the Beehive State, please use the web address on their billboard, towcars.org, to donate your old car or truck. That's TOWK, like kidney, ARS. Towcars.org.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And here's Michelle Rowe.
Well, we still have delays due to construction. This is for drivers trying to make their way northbound on Legacy Parkway in the Centerville area, picking those delays up right about 400 north, going up to almost Glover's Lane. And then you're also going to see slowing, of course, around the shopping malls. One other big delay, if you're headed southbound into Nephi, that is also a slow ride. Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
A few showers just beginning in extreme southern Utah already this afternoon. We're going to look for some more clouds up here in northern Utah. Some breezy conditions, improving air quality and warm in the north. About 50 for a high this afternoon. Temperatures in the upper 30s for this weekend and showers on Saturday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
And taking a look at the temperatures around the area in Ogden at this hour, it's 43, Provo 47. St. George, not much warmer than us at 52 degrees. At Logan, they're reporting in with 37. And in Manti at this hour, it's 42 degrees. 49 degrees right now in downtown Salt Lake City.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230, KSL's top story this hour. A scam text about voter registration is going around just ahead of the 2024 primary election. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
The text says you're not in their voting records and you're not registered to vote, and then links to a scam website. Weber County Clerk Ricky Hatch says a county would never send a text like this, but it's not a bad idea to double check your status.
Always good to call the counties and
they'll have folks that will help you get make sure that you're either registered or help you be able to get registered. It's pretty quick and easy.
It has all the classic elements of a scam: an unsolicited text, something to get your attention, and a link to click on. Hatch recommends ignoring and deleting them. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Utah's unemployment rate ticked up ever so slightly in November to 2.8%, but Department of Workforce Services Deputy Director Nate McDonald says the report includes a lot to like.
Really, we're just seeing things moderate and come back down to a level of normalcy. Even though those are job losses, but they're ones that industry just couldn't remain going that strong for so long.
Now, job growth in Utah is about 2% from this same time a year ago. KSL's top national stories. The United Nations Security Council today adopting a resolution calling for urgent steps to allow safe, unhindered humanitarian access throughout Gaza.
Today, this council made clear that all hostages must be released immediately and unconditionally, and that humanitarian groups must be able to access hostages, including for medical visits.
That was U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield during her remarks today after that vote. New report showing encouraging signs for the U.S. economy. ABC's Brian Clark has details.
The Federal Reserve's goal of 2% inflation got a bit closer with a better-than-expected Commerce Department report that showed consumer prices slid by 0.1% last month and increased 2.6% from last November. The Fed watches those numbers closely while plotting interest rate adjustments. Other good news comes for would-be home buyers. The 30-year fixed mortgage rate is below 7% for the second week in a row, while new home construction is at its highest point since May. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Thousands of people who were convicted of use and simple possession of marijuana in the U.S. are now eligible for pardons. This builds on a similar issue just before the 2022 midterm elections that did the same thing. President Biden says he hopes that these actions will help make the promise of equal justice a reality. He says criminal records for marijuana use and possession have given people barriers for employment, housing, and educational opportunities. Salt Lake City police say a two-part operation targeting the Jordan River Trail has resulted in 14 arrests and the removal of dozens of fentanyl pills. The department says the goal was to reduce crime on the popular trail. Utah's Office of Energy Development says a new tax credit program to bring more renewable energy to the state has been working. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Harris explains.
The Utah Production Tax Credit is available for renewable energy projects like solar and wind farms. Credit is built as the projects produce energy over its first 4 years of operation. This means the more energy produced, the more monetary credit a project will receive that can then be used to pay its state taxes.
This credit system has been a big draw for many different energy projects to build and operate in Utah. A special holiday banquet is being held for people experiencing homelessness. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
It's a beautiful meal with all the fixings, including a Christmas honey ham. People receive a gift and warm winter clothes, even a professional haircut if they'd like. Ogden Rescue Mission Executive Director Chris Crosswhite says they just want everyone to have a special holiday.
It can be very, very difficult for our homeless community to sit on a street corner and simply watch the general population celebrating a very meaningful time of year.
The banquet is happening today at the Rescue Mission of Salt Lake and tomorrow at the Ogden Rescue Mission. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
A group of college students in Louisiana are helping disabled children feel more comfortable with wheelchairs. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit reports.
These guys from Tulane University teamed up with nonprofit Make Good to build mobility chairs for toddlers who aren't experienced enough to use a full-on wheelchair. Insurance companies are often hesitant to cover the cost for a wheelchair until a child can effectively use it. So these quasi-training chairs provide experience and a little bit of strength training for their users.
Now, these chairs cost less than $200 to build. Lance Armstrong may have lost his Tour de France medals in a 2020 in a 2012 doping scandal, but at least he's gotten his stolen bikes back. The former champion cyclist had more than $100,000 worth of racing bikes stolen from his Austin, Texas storage unit earlier this month. ABC's Jim Ryan says the 52-year-old has his property back thanks to a fictional Japanese anime character.
Security footage showed two men break into a storage unit on the morning of December 10th and load three bikes into a black SUV. They came back later that day and stole three more. The men may or may not have known that the bikes were the property of disgraced Tour de France champion Lance Armstrong. Investigators noticed something in the surveillance video, a distinctive Hello Kitty sticker on the SUV. Officers found the vehicle and arrested two men on felony theft charges. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Time now for First Look Traffic. Michelle Rowe, what's happening on our roads?
Well, we're seeing some slowdowns. This is going to be northbound on State Street as you're going from 7200 South up to Fashion Place Mall, which is really isn't a surprise. Also looking at slowdowns if you're on 7200 South as well as you're joining I-15. Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL quarters for Christmas time, 1235.
Join us on the community's number one resource for news and fair, enlightening talk.
Listening to Dave and Debbie talk about the Israeli conflict was not one-sided. I really appreciate that.
Listen between 9 and noon each weekday
on KSL News Radio.
Have you ever heard that adage that losing weight takes a long time? That's not necessarily true. 2 years ago, I started my soda weight loss journey. I noticed results within the first week. And the second week, I had lost even more weight. 3 quick months later, and I was down 34 pounds and hit my weight loss goal. My story is not unique for soda weight loss. Let's hear from Aaron.
Come in and try it, and if it's not working for you, I'd be shocked. The motivation really comes after the first week and you see the first set of numbers dropping off. It's a great way to get things going, to start turning things in the right direction again.
The average weight loss for a male is 3 to 5 pounds per week, and the average female will lose 2 to 3 pounds per week. How much weight can you lose? Call Soda Weight Loss or visit SotaWeightLoss.com. That's S-O-T-A, stands for state of the art. And find out how quickly you can reach your ideal weight with Soda Weight Loss. It is state of the art. Call Soda Weight Loss today and see what you can accomplish with your nutritionist. Or visit SotaWeightLoss.com. That's Soda, S-O-T-A. It's state of the art.
Are you tired of your money just sitting in your regular checking account, earning next to nothing? Well, it's time to make your money work harder for you with Granite Credit Union's all-new Dividend Plus checking account. Start maximizing your money's potential today. Visit the nearest branch or head to granite.org to open your Dividend Plus checking account today. Your financial dreams are within reach. And Granite Credit Union is always there to help you make life happen.
Membership required. Dividends subject to account terms and conditions. Offer subject to change without notice. Ask for additional details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Getting help with plumbing repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, airports are seeing millions of passengers traveling to and from their holiday destinations. We'll hear from passengers across the U.S. on the KSL In-Depth. KSL News Time, 1237. I'm sorry to say this, but the only white Christmas will be for people living in mountain lodges this year. KSL TV's Brett Benson tells us that there's a storm system in southern Utah.
It'll be rain, except over the highest elevations with very light snow. But that picks up again this afternoon and this evening.
Now, northern Utah will also see some rain and a little snow dusting in the mountains.
Your best chance of hitting precipitation if you're headed north, headed towards Logan, Evanston, areas like that, will be Saturday morning.
And he says air travelers will have smooth skies unless you're flying to Southern California tonight or Denver after this weekend. Two Utah college teams are heading to bowl games this weekend. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
The Aggies are heading north to the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, and the Utes are going south to the Allegiant Stadium for the Las Vegas Bowl. In the Utes' case, they'll get to take some new tech to the field because this will be the first college game where player-to-coach helmet comms will be used.
Now the Aggies game begins at 1:30 Mountain Time. The Utes will begin at 5:30. Students at Riverton High School raised more than $200,000 for charity. The donation will be going to the Sharing Place, and their executive director, John Gold, is beyond grateful.
Single-handedly is probably the most money single gift the Sharing Place has ever raised.
The money will be used to help children and families experiencing grief. If you're planning to snuggle up in your favorite blanket and watch a holiday film in the next few days, KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff has a few suggestions.
A new report from HubScore claims the number one Christmas movie for the Beehive State is Home Alone. And if the people I spoke with are any indication, that report might be right.
I think I like Home Alone and Elf. Home Alone, probably the best.
The Year Without a Santa Claus with Heat Miser and Snow Miser.
I think I'd say Miracle on 34th Street, like the 90s version. It's a very classic one to me. I don't know. I always grew up with it. Not the older version.
Wishing you happy holidays. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Okay, my problem, Michelle Rowe, is that I like them all. So far, I've seen two of those three, and I'm sure many more before the holiday season's over. How about you?
I'm there with you. I love all the holiday movies. They're great.
Okay. Traffic and weather, I should tell folks, is brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Do we have any problem spots?
Well, we had a new crash pop up. I'm trying to get eyes on this. This is northbound I-15 at 123rd South. It's reported to be on the right shoulder. I'm not seeing any delays, though. Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
First little bit of precipitation starting in southern Utah early this afternoon. We're looking for some mostly cloudy skies here in the north, breezy conditions. We do get a cold front tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, but today we're in front of it. So breezy and pretty mild, 50 for a high. Highs in the upper 30s on Saturday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
And right now, 49 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
Imagine how inconvenient your life would be without power. No lights, no refrigeration, no heating or cooling, and no electronics. But with a Generac home standby generator, you'll have the power when you need it most. Generac generators automatically provide backup after sensing a power outage, so your life goes on uninterrupted. Schedule a free quote today with Genco Generators, your premier Generac service dealer in Utah. Call 801-295-0872 or online at gencogenerators.net.
Advertising used to be simple. Your options were radio, TV, newspaper, and let's not forget the yellow pages. Now it seems like a tidal wave of options. Podcast, cable TV, streaming, OTT, CTV, audio network, smart speakers. On top of that, you need digital marketing for your website along with SEM, SEO, display, video, YouTube, email, and all the social media platforms. Look, you're the expert in your business. Wouldn't it be nice to have an expert to market you? We are Bonneville Salt Lake, the local marketing and media company you know and trust. We reach customers across all digital and social platforms and have the reach of traditional advertising available as well. We find your customer anytime, any place, anywhere, on any device here in Utah or anywhere in the world. We work to optimize your results with our in-house local team of experts, providing you with qualified leads, not just impressions. Contact Todd Larson at KSL for a free consultation, including a complete digital audit with no obligation or cost to you. Call 801-244-4822, 801-244-4822.
New home for the new year? Sounds nice, doesn't it? What about new lowered rates? Now's the time to step into a gorgeous new Nielsen home with less commute times, easy access, and with rates that have dropped more significantly than all year. Less really is more in this case. Less maintenance, less commute, and less money per month. Move north with Nielsen Homes. Choose from beautiful townhomes to Rambler communities for all stages of life. Most of all, Nielsen Homes are move-in ready and close to what you love and enjoy with easy commutes. Nielsen Homes has been building across the Wasatch Front for over 45 years, accommodating all the things you need, combined with the things you love. Make sure to ask about end-of-year promotional savings. Experience your new home for the new year. Visit Nielsen Homes Communities at nielsenhomes.com. N-I-L-S-O-N homes.com. That's nielsenhomes.com.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
it's that magical time of year when everyone gets sick. The Salt Lake County Health Department says they're seeing a big spike of cases of the stomach bug. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, there is a new string of scam texts, one that claims that you're not registered to vote. Third, traffic and weather together, Michelle.
Well, our trouble spot, this is going on Legacy Parkway northbound between Centerville and Farmington due to lane restrictions. Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
A small storm, but a bigger cool down for the weekend. I'm Brett Benson.
Right now, mostly cloudy, 52 degrees downtown, and time for KSL's top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Rail operations along the U.S. Southwest border are set to resume after briefly pausing to deal with the migrant surge. House Speaker Mike Johnson demanding the president take executive action to stem the surge of crossings. ABC's Rachel Scott.
The White House has acknowledged the surge at the border. We are seeing the highest number of migrants apprehended in decades. More than 12,000 on Monday, 10,000 on Tuesday, and another 10,000 on Wednesday.
As Democrats Americans gather for the holidays, respiratory illness activity is elevated or increasing across most areas of the country. 23 states plus D.C. and New York City are experiencing high or very high levels. The UN Security Council today adopting a resolution calling for unhindered and expanded humanitarian access throughout Gaza. The U.S. and Russia abstain from the vote. President Biden announcing he's granting clemency to nearly a dozen people who've been serving long prison sentences for nonviolent drug offenses and pardoning certain marijuana offenses. This is ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Millions of Americans are taking to the sky as the busiest holiday travel season event kicks off. ABC's Gio Benitez has more.
This morning, the travel rush for Christmas is far from over. As millions hit the skies before the weekend, the TSA is screening about 5 million people between Wednesday and Thursday. That number is sure to jump today for what is expected to be a record-breaking holiday period, the most travelers ever.
Passenger Martin Solano said that he's just grateful his flight wasn't canceled this year.
Incredibly, the extreme weather in the West causing very few cancellations, but hundreds of delays.
And passenger Haley Aponte says that she's feeling pretty relaxed.
So far, from what I hear, it's very good, but never know. Weather is weather.
Okay, but it is busy for all workers, including those behind the scenes.
When you think about last week versus today, what's the difference?
I would say mostly more customers, but also larger aircraft at certain gates that's not usually there. So we have aircraft that are much larger, say a Super Heavy or even a 757 on certain gates, so it's more customers, meaning it's longer pushback sometimes, or we have to do different coordinations as well.
Okay, now that we covered the skies, ABC's Trevor Ault is covering what the roads will look like.
According to AAA, the overwhelming majority of people who are traveling this holiday season, but 104 million Americans are going to be driving to their destination, and tomorrow is when it really gets kickstarted, the 23rd of December, along with this coming Thursday, the 28th. Those are expected to be the two busiest days on the road, along with next Saturday, December 30th. But really across the board, if you're trying to avoid the congestion, you want to try to take off before lunchtime or after 7 p.m., although if you're going tomorrow morning, before 10 a.m. is going to be your best bet. If you're in the major metros, though, it's really going to be slow going no matter what, especially if you're in D.C., Denver, Minneapolis. Those areas and those large cities are going to have twice the normal commute as you would on a typical day. Of course, if you're always willing to travel closer to the holidays themselves, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, those will always have the lightest impact, and you can spend the least amount of time waiting in traffic on these holidays.
And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And here's Michelle Rowe.
Well, I never could see anything about a crash on 123rd
northbound I-15 in Draper. But I do see some slowing on Redwood Road. This is as you're going between Pony Express Parkway and Crossroads Boulevard. For drivers further up north, again, the trouble continues. This is northbound Legacy Parkway going between Centerville and Farmington due to lane restrictions. Transform your outdated kitchen with half-price granite, granite quartz, marble, and quartzite starting at $25 per square foot installed. Visit halfpricegranite.com, affordable luxury. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly cloudy skies today will be the rule. Temperature is about 50 for this afternoon. Breezy conditions as well. Now we're going to cool it down on Saturday. We do have a cold front that moves through. Afternoon high of 39, and we have valley rain, mountain snow on Saturday, mainly in the morning and early afternoon hours. 37 on Sunday, partly cloudy, upper 30s on Christmas. We get into Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We start to see a little bit of haze building in. Low 40s Tuesday, Wednesday, and mostly cloudy and mid-40s on Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
And pretty weird temperatures for December. Right now, a bit of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, 52 degrees. 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. And a quick check of the markets. Markets are bouncing all over the place today. A lot of buying and selling. Looks like they're mixed at this hour. We'll get you a complete update coming up next.
Derek Overstreet, founder of the New Millennium Group. We're a financial planning firm. Listen, we're fiduciaries. We have advisors standing by right now to take your call. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370. The reason you're going to want to call is we're going to help you retire 3 to 5 years before you thought possible. Now, imagine how that would be if you could actually retire 3 to 5 years sooner than your plan was. The way we do this is by putting together a step-by-step plan, taking into consideration any rental properties that you have, any pension income that you have, your Social Security. Listen, we put that all together for you in writing. It will allow us to build your income based on inflation. You know, inflation has been rapidly rising. You and I both need a plan that whatever we start out our income at, in 5 or 10 years, we're going to need 40% more income. So if you're one of those people listening and you'd like a plan in writing, give us a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Ho, ho, ho. This is Denta Claus from PC Laptops. Would you like to save massive money this holiday season, but don't want to have an anxiety attack fighting crowds? Don't throw out that old computer. We can transform that old computer into high-speed goodness, no matter what brand it is. Just bring in your computer for a free diagnostic and cleaning. We're so awesome at making computers faster that if we can't fix or upgrade your computer, we'll buy it from you. We have brand new lifetime warranty desktop computers starting at only $29 a month. Plus, we'll transfer all your data, your pictures, your documents to your new PC laptop's computer at absolutely no charge, 100% free. To make it impossible to resist, we're doing zero interest on any PC laptop's computer until 2025. That's a long time for zero interest. OAC, just check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com, where we love you.
This holiday season, visit Boot Barn for top quality gifts that pay tribute to the lasting heritage of the West. From handcrafted cowboy boots and American-made felt hats to hand-stitched leather jackets, our in-store experts will help guide you as you shop, assisting with boot fitting and providing complimentary hat shaping. This holiday, share a piece of the American spirit. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
In 400 AD, a forgotten time in ancient America, warrior prophet Moroni must preserve the history of his fallen nation while being hunted by a ruthless tyrant.
Where is the brave general now?
From Freestyle Releasing and Great Scott Entertainment comes...
The memory of my God!
The Oath.
My faith and my freedom! My wife and my son! Perfect!
The Oath, perfect! Now playing in theaters. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. More information is available at oathmovie.com.
When my parents were still alive, I would always fly back east for Christmas.
A Christmas wish from KSL News Radio.
you know, sometimes I'd spend it at my parents' house. Sometimes my parents would go to my brother's house. But it was a wonderful way for us to be together. And I know some people might be like me, that they might be missing someone this year who passed, whether this year or at some time in the past. And it can be a little tender at Christmas. I understand that. Maybe a little extra love for those folks.
And even though there's an empty chair at the Christmas dinner table, those memories will endure. And it's a good time to remind everybody that, you know, it's not about all the stuff that's under the Christmas tree. That stuff goes away, but the memories will be lasting. And so we hope that for you and your family, if you have or are missing somebody in your family this Christmas, that you'll hold tight to those memories.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas from Tim and Amanda and everyone at KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:54, an Orem resident had a long-held wish come true, a chat with Dolly Parton. LeGrand Gold has been battling colon cancer for the past 2 years. He created a bucket list. One of the top items was to talk to Dolly Parton.
Well, is LG...
He's right here, and you should see the smile on his face.
Okay, well, hey, LG.
Hey.
It's Dolly P.
Gold is a Dolly super fan. He and his wife Alice raised their 5 children around Dolly Parton's music and took multiple trips to Dollywood. Even though he didn't get to meet Dolly Parton in person, he still was able to tell her just how much she means to him. Watching Utah's money, Elon Musk's futuristic transportation company will close its doors. Hyperloop One, the passenger and cargo vacuum sealed tubes that promise to travel at jet speeds, will sell its assets and lay off all its employees. Wayfair CEO says employees need to work longer and harder. The online furniture company saw a spike in sales during the pandemic, but the CEO doesn't seem to think that that's enough. He says employees should expect long hours, but didn't mention anything about wage increases. IKEA customers can expect delays and availability restraints, and it's because of a series of cargo ship attacks by Houthi rebels in the Red Sea. It's just one of the latest businesses to be affected. And your money at this moment, the Dow now down by only 2 points, sitting at 37,402. S&P 500, it's up by 10, and the NASDAQ up by 33 points. It's holiday shopping crunch time. Tomorrow is Super Saturday, when an estimated 142 million people are expected to finish their holiday shopping. Catherine Cullen is with the National Retail Federation.
We are expecting to see more deals from those retailers that do have a physical footprint, whether it's in a mall or shopping center, looking to attract those customers who are out there hunting for those last-minute items.
I can't do it. The pandemic has ruined me. I just can't handle the crowds. More than 158 million people will shop on Super Saturday. That's how many shopped last year.